You're listening to SBS News. Olympic champion Caster Semenya has dominated the 800-metre running event for the past decade. But new rules set out by track and field's governing body, the International Association of Athletics Federations, could change that. The measures force female athletes with genetically high levels of male sex hormones in their bodies, such as Ms. Semenya, to take drugs to lower levels below a prescribed amount if they wish to compete in races longer than 400 metres. Male sex hormones increase muscle mass and strength, which affects endurance. IAAF President Sebastian Coe says the new rules make athletics fairer.
The core value for the IAAF is the empowerment of girls and women through athletics. The regulations that we are introducing are there to protect the sanctity of fair and open competition, and that's really what we're here to defend.
The South African government says the rules are a violation of Ms. Semenya's human rights. The country's sports minister, Thokozile Khaza, says Ms. Semenya's genetic condition should be celebrated.
CASTA continue teaching us that we can overcome adversity. Role models can come in the least expected of places. Through resilience, you can be a beacon of hope.
Ms. Khaza says what's at stake is far more than merely the right to participate in a sport.
Women's bodies, their well-being, their ability to earn a livelihood, their very identity, their privacy, their sense of safety and belonging in the world are being questioned.
Some say Ms. Semenya's case has echoes of Oscar Pistorius's, an amputee 400-metre sprinter who ran with carbon fibre prosthetics. The IAAF ruled in 2007 that Pistorius was not allowed to race against people with natural ankles and feet, as his prosthetic limbs gave him an advantage when running at top speed. In 2008, he successfully appealed against the decision to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which ruled Pistorius was at a disadvantage at the start of the race and before he reached top speed, thus nullifying any overall advantage. The Court of Arbitration for Sport's Secretary General, Mathieu Rebe, says Ms. Semenya's case has similarities but is largely unprecedented.
C'est assez inhabituel.
It is rather unusual. The only case which reminds me of this one, even if it has nothing to do with it because it was a different one, is that of Oscar Pistorius, where the question raised was whether a disabled athlete could compete with able ones. There was a judicial dimension, as well as a biomechanic scientific one, but also an ethical one at the time.
A judgment is expected at the end of March. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.